The build was just spectacular. Because nice. If you're ever up there, you know, it, to get it on a clear like that, it's rare. Because yeah. There's still a hazy sky, even in the summer, and there's something always there.
Yep.
It is a nice little trip, though, to go up there to the top.
It is.
We are past 6 o'clock. I think we should start up. I'm going to get us ready, and Derek's going to get us ready here. We will be back in a moment. You are listening to WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts.
Beyond imagination, where both space and time deform into grotesque realities.
Here is the actual sound of a person who's just finished dining at Kingston Seaway Restaurant.
Hello. Hello, baby. Hello.
Wow, you're some operator.
I was born in a basement in 1959.
Editor's note. No filter or increase in tape speed were used for these scenes.
Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead.
A free candy bar for every child that knows what grows in the secret garden. The answer, of course, is love, hope, and happiness.
Thank you for letting us introduce you to one of the finest entertainment products available and happy motoring.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is time travel meets the big picture. Our fourth annual holiday music battle. Yuletide blood will be shed tonight as Chris and I battle out to see who's got the coolest collection of holiday songs. We've got a great studio full of guests tonight.
We do.
We've got Terrence. We've got Winston. We've got Tony Moschetto. We've got Mike Pincus. We've got Molly. And we've got 10 rounds of holiday music you are not going to find any place else on the radio.
That's pretty much correct, yeah.
I think it is. If you tuned in looking for Dominic the Donkey, Amy Grant, and the 10 millionth playing of Darlene Love, wrong place.
Oh, there goes three of my picks.
Leave now.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I like to pick the obscure stuff as well. And I think we have a very nice lineup. I'm always excited to see what you've dug up for us this year as
now,
well, Derek.
Before we get into this, there is a holiday tradition I have to observe. Molly, if you could pass me that brown bag.
No, just
the brown bag.
This is how he's buttering up the judges.
You fed us. That's a whole lot better.
Oh, that's true. Thank you, sir.
This is the annual bribing of the judges. Take one and pass that down.
Is that not personalized? Is that what you're saying?
There's your bribe.
So, my sandwich from Chris was personalized. Yeah, it had my name on it.
Did not have your name on it.
Had my name on it.
And then you get an extra one for Sarah, who's sadly
someday, I hope,
with us tonight.
Okay. I hope this leads me someday to work for FIFA.
And then we also have the judging, annual bribery of the competitor.
Thank you, sir.
So, Chris, that's for you.
I love it. It's a Darth Vader Merry Sithmas bag. Very nice.
I've made a decision on song awesome. One. Derek,
thank you,
congratulations.
Thank you.
For song one, I think it's better than Chris's.
Oh, come on.
I love bribes.
Now, I love this background that you picked here, Derek. Oh, this is awesome. A little Back to the Future. I got a flux capacitor, finally.
Yeah, that's the flux capacitor USB car charger.
That is awesome.
So
thank
it turns
so
your car into a time machine and charges your phone.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much.
Your
that
wife
is great.
Wants one of those.
You're not getting that.
Now, what is the background here? This is like a little mix of something.
This is, who did this? This is, I believe it's on Andre Kostelinets and his orchestra under the name, the album was called Holiday Star Time.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many years ago, in the mid-1990s, I was driving home on Christmas Eve to finish wrapping my gifts. I'd been at my parents' house. And I was listening to one of the radio stations. You know, they all play just Christmas music all night long.
Right, right.
And this came on. And I was like, this is a nice piece of Christmas Eve radio.
Yeah, it is.
And years ago, when I started doing like the 6 or 8 hours on Christmas Eve, and then Chris took over for that for me, and neither one of us is doing it this year.
Yeah.
Because it's a Saturday, and everybody's coming in to do their show.
Right, right.
But hearing that on Christmas Eve was kind of what inspired me to do that show. And even to do Hear It Wow.
Yeah.
You know, because it was just... Christmas Eve radio is different than any other night of the year.
That is true. That is true. It is very special. It's very magical. And I remember, you know, when I first started, I mean, I was a guest here for a number of years for your show as well as a couple of others. And when I started here, I remember tuning in the first year and you were on. And I'm like, I'm going to listen to Derek. And I'm wrapping my gifts and I'm listening to you and you're playing some great Christmas music. And over the years, it's just we had this merge. You had the Christmas battle, early version
boy.
Of that.
This niceness is not really going to... Come on.
And we have a nice assortment of celebrity guests here. Mike, this is your third time, I think, right?
You've done four.
You might have done all of them, too.
I might have done four.
But Molly's done all of them. I know that Winston's done all of them, too, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And Terrence is not new to the station, but he's new for the
year. I'm a virgin like
year.
Mary.
He's a virgin like Mary.
Don't worry, Tony. This gets bloodthirsty once we start winning and losing rounds.
Yeah. Derek starts to complain a lot, and I try to placate
him. I start
him.
To complain a lot. Oh, yeah, it's me.
Yes,
yeah.
Start to placate him. You
just
show.
Sort of bash the judges all the way.
You were a little happy last year. You were a little...
So we usually jump out from the ground running with two very powerful songs, and I hope, and since I won... last year, as well as the year before and the year before that, just to mention.
Derek is 0-3.
Derek is 0-3, the official 0-3, but I think he's stepping it up this year.
Yeah.
And I hope that I picked a good one to start. It's from 1954. This is round one. I'm going to choose to go first myself.
Well, it doesn't work that way.
I think it does. I think the winning should get to choose round one.
No, the winner goes second in round one.
Really?
That's the way it's supposed to work.
No, yeah. We could flip a coin. I'll tell you what. I'm going to let Derek go first.
You know what? Because
I
have resigned myself. Because I have resigned myself.
Derek is already complaining.
To the many ways that you cheat at this every year.
I don't cheat.
You go right ahead.
I always win.
You go
I
first.
Have integrity.
You go first.
The second person should go twice.
The second person gets to pick. It, like, if you're not... if you're not very happy about your first selection after what I play, and it's amazing, you might switch it up.
No, because I know what my first round is, no matter what.
You're going to do it no matter what?
Yeah.
All right. If you're confident, you can go first.
No, it's you.
You sure?
Yeah, it's
all you. Right.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
So this is from 1954.
See, Tony, I told you.
And you guys may have recognized this, but this is a voice of Christmas, and maybe not the Johnny Mathis or the Burl Ives that you know, but he's still a voice of Christmas. It's from a gentleman named Eddie Arnold, and this is a song called Christmas Can't Be Far Away for round one.
A neighbor tip. His hat to me this morning. The landlord even smiled and said good day. And I want you to know, a stranger said hello, Christmas can't be far away. Old tightwad down the street is buying candy to pass out to the neighbor kids at play. The town is on the go, the weatherman said snow, Christmas can't be far away. The small fry on our block have all been saving, and now they're hiding things and looking sly. Mom will get that doodad she's been craving, and Dad will get his usual Christmas tie. Both young and old are planning sweet surprises. They'll soon be tied with ribbons bright and gay. Goodwill is in the air, you feel it everywhere. Christmas can't be far away. The small fry on a block have all been saving, and now they're hiding things and looking smart. Mom will get that doodad she's been craving, and Dad will get his usual Christmas tie. Both young and old are planning sweet surprises. They'll soon be tied with ribbons bright and gay. Goodwill is in the air, you feel it everywhere. Christmas can't be far away.
There we go. That's my selection for round one, Christmas Can't Be Far Away by Eddie Arnold. Go ahead, Derek. What do you got?
Well, round one for me is a preemptive strike, not knowing what you've got on your list. But this is another one of the great all-time Christmas singers, and just one of the greatest singers of all time.
Hello. You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in. But, come on in. Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday mm-hmm. thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the Bowie household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You too, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing. To see ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. See the day of glory. See the day of glory. Live in peace, so peace on earth when we come.
pretty thing, isn't it?
There it is. It's round one. It's round one. We had David Bowie with Bing Crosby, of course, with Peace on Earth / Little Drummer Boy. Or is it Little Drummer Boy / Peace on Earth, Derek?
It's Little Drummer Boy / Peace on Earth.
Mm-hmm. The longest song in Christmas history, I
and
think.
I think, well, the only version of it that's ever been released has all of that intro.
Yes, yes.
With Bing and David on it.
And I actually remember seeing that when I was a kid around Christmas time. And when I was living in Woburn, Mass., I actually saw that special. But before we go into that, we do have somebody on the line. But we are going to start with our judges. So we have Terrence, Winston, Tony, Mike, and Molly. And then Rick Cormier is on the line as well. We will start with Terrence. You will go first this round. And then Winston, you will go first on round two. And we'll go around that way. So go ahead, Terrence. Give us your thoughts. Which one did you like better? It was Bing and Bowie versus Eddie Arnold, Christmas Can't Be Far Away. Go ahead.
Well, for Christmas, it's all about that feeling, and the feeling that hit me was Mr. Arnold 10 years ago in December. I was out in Hawaii, and it kind of had a little Hawaiian little feel in it for me. And I'm a big fan of the Little Drummer Boy, it's just not that version. So I'm going with Mr. Arnold.
All right, Terrence has got Eddie Arnold. That's one. And Winston, you want to be the score master again? Here you go.
Thank you very much.
The score master. You will be the score master. So again, that's Eddie Arnold, David Bowie, and Bing. So go ahead, Winston. What do you think?
I'm kind of torn on this one because I thought Chris's selection really kind of sucked.
Poor Eddie. Come on.
And yet the introduction with Bing Crosby was just so freaking annoying.
It's interminable. I agree with you. It's interminable.
But if you down his own selection. Yeah.
But if you want the song, you've got to get it. You've got to have it. And it's, you know, I had to play Bowie this year. There's anybody who knows me knows I'm going to play Bowie on this show this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so coin flip, I guess I'm going to go with Derek on that one.
All right. All right. They're all dead, by the way, so no hurt feelings from the three of these guys. Go ahead, Tony.
Fun fact about that Derek song, the Peace on Earth, I think they did that day.
They did?
Yeah. It was like they thought of it.
Another fun fact about that song, Bing Crosby died like 2 weeks after he recorded that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. After the special air, right? He was dead when the special
before
air.
Before the special air.
Probably bored himself to death.
Yeah.
Last thing he ever did.
And Derek doesn't know this, but that's one of my least favorite Christmas songs, so I'm voting for Chris.
There we go. Thanks, sir. All right, Mike Pincus.
Well, I do the same thing every year because I'm not that prolific. Mm-hmm. So what I looked up each song. I Shazammed it and looked it up on iTunes mm-hmm. to see the true value in each song. And Chris's song is 99 cents on iTunes. But Derek's song is only available on the album. So Derek's song will cost me $5.99.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's a much more valuable song. So I have to go with Derek's song.
Okay. You got to pay the $5.99?
I'm not paying any of it. I heard it for free just now.
There we go.
I'm just valuing it.
You're not even paying attention.
Assessing.
Rick Cormier in the background. Go ahead, Molly.
They're both good, both classics, but considering the connection Derek and I had to Bowie this year, I got to go with Bowie.
There we go. All right. There's one for Bowie and Bing. Okay. And on the line, Mr. Rick Cormier, who could actually tie this up, I believe. We got 3-2 right there.
It's 3-2.
Yeah, we can tie
I'm
this
go
up.
I'm going to go with Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
We didn't
play Father. Yeah. We played Eddie Arnold, Christmas Can't Be Far Away, and we also played Bing and Bowie.
Rick, have some more Jello and get ready for your nap.
It's pudding. I have to go with Bing and Bowie.
Bing and Bowie. Bing round and Bowie. One. Round one goes to Derek. Okay.
Yeah, Derek.
So how you doing right, down there, Rick?
I'm stealing the chocolate.
I'm fine, but I didn't even hear the Eddie Arnold song. What was that?
Oh, Christmas Can't Be Far Away. Christmas can't be. It doesn't matter. Derek, you get it. Nice. Round one. Tell us what happens in Florida on Christmas. Thank you, sir. What happens in Florida on Christmas? What are you doing?
You sit here and you're glad it's not snowing.
Did you go to that damn boat parade that they have on after the Pope every year?
No, I did not.
All right.
They towed me around.
Yeah, there's some boat parade down there every year that's a big deal, and I don't know what the heck the thing is.
Boat parade?
Yeah, it's a boat parade.
I went on a boat ride last night to see Christmas lights. That's nice. All the homes lit up along the water. That was cool.
We do that by walking on the ice around here until we fall in and drown, because it's too soon to be walking on the ice.
Too soon.
Too soon.
What's the weather like there, Ricky?
It was chilly today. It was, like 72.
Mm-hmm.
72?
Oh, chilly.
Brisk.
Wow.
Yes, yesterday it was 78.
You'll catch yourself a death of cold, man.
Did you have to break out the long sleeves today, Rick? Is that what happened?
No.
And your muffler.
I did not wear long sleeves today.
And how is the lovely Diane doing?
Diane is wonderful.
Very good.
She's in the kitchen now.
Tell her we all said Merry Christmas.
Repast.
Oh, what are you making?
Merry Christmas. A lovely repast.
Repast?
I have no idea what it is.
Ah, I got you. Is it a horseshoe crab stew?
Tell him to do a verse from Titty's Beef.
Oh, Tony would like, as his Christmas wish, he would like you to do a verse or two from the Elvis Teddy Bear parody. Could you do that for us? Is that something that you could do?
Over the air?
Tony would like that.
Yes, please, Rick.
Are we putting
Baby, let me see your lovely titties bare. Like that blouse up to your neck. Reveal the treasure there.
All right, now I'm feeling awkward.
Titties bare.
Hope to warm up.
Thank you, Rick. That was beautiful.
Yes.
Wait, do it again. I just got headphones.
Mike just got headphones.
It was awful.
We'll give you the home game. There's a download of the show available at the end of the broadcast.
Not everybody gets headphones here, as you know, Rick. Only a few of the guests.
I had headphones. Tony stole my jack.
I stole.
Wait, now Rick, would you like to stick around for another round?
No, I can't. Actually, okay. I have to go to a dance lesson.
Nice. All right. What are you learning?
Yeah. Ballroom dancing.
Nice.
You should learn something valuable like how to twerk.
Love the ballroom.
I want to see you twerk.
I can't. It's bad for my health.
No, it's not bad for your health.
The twerking.
Are you sure?
You're in Florida. New hips are a dime a dozen down there.
Yeah. My ex-wife got a hip replacement. She married a jazz musician.
Rick Cormier, everyone. Rick Cormier.
Try the veal.
All right, my friend. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Thank you, sir, for calling in.
Your voices.
Yeah, good to hear you, too. Okay. Stay healthy and have a safe holiday season, and hopefully I'll see you next year, either up here or down there.
All y'all as well.
Thank you, sir. See you later, Ricky.
Bye.
There's a little Rick Cormier, everybody. Thank you for calling in, Rick. That was nice to hear from him. No, Mike's not a big Rick Cormier fan. No.
I didn't hear a word of that.
Oh, you didn't hear a word of what he said?
I didn't hear any of it. No.
Oh, you couldn't hear anything you were saying. Oh. Well, he speaks highly of you.
Me and Terrence were not impressed.
Oh, Terrence couldn't hear what was going on either. That's why I was seeing blank faces around the table. Well, I'll tell you what. So who gets to go next? Do I go next?
We alternate rounds.
Okay.
So you went first in the first round. I go first in the second.
All right, go ahead.
Sorry to disappoint you.
No. Well, listen, he's getting cocky.
Leave.
You already got 1-0.
I get a little chippy out there.
Don't get too cocky. I might have started small, and I got some big winners in here.
Chippy.
I'll go get a head start at the bar. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. This song, actually, I've been playing a lot the last couple of Christmases. I'm surprised I haven't played it here before.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a very infectious hook to it, which is always good. And it also sort of gets into those who are less fortunate around the holidays and life in general. So here's a little bit of Cracker for Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. last day. It seemed like things were gonna go my way. Then we had some good times, drinking cheap wine and popping pills, spending the holidays getting drunk at the Rusty Nail. And then there's Emily from a good family. They fucked up your head and they sent you to me. It's a wonderful life, it's playing on the TV. I think about you, do you still think about me? My insurance claim was still paying out. You were headed back up while I was going down. So I reformed the band to try to keep you around. Then we had some bad times, drinking wine in the summer heat. A couple loud arguments standing. Christmas Day, and it's like 80 degrees. I still think about you. Do you still think about me?
You're listening to Time Travel meets The Big Picture / Hear It Wow. Christmas Spectacular Battle number 4. We're in the middle of round 2. That was Cracker with Merry Christmas, Emily. And this is my selection. I would be remiss if I did not do some actual time travel on the show that I call Time Travel. I picked up this Christmas chestnut from all the way back in 1862, completely different from the Cracker song. This is from the country of Switzerland, redoing a traditional French Christmas carol. It is on an organ. I don't know any more than it's from the country of Switzerland, from a CD I found from years ago called Carols Around the World. So this is the country of Switzerland with Il est né le divin enfant.
Thank you. Central Medford.
Play ball. Play hockey. Ball, everyone.
I'm in a mood to go play some hockey. I maintain that song would be 1,000 times better if it was played on the hockey organ over at Boston
Garden. That is fantastic. It is, in English, it is He Is Born, the Divine Child. It actually does have lyrics to it. But again, traditional French Christmas carol found on carols around the world from the country of Switzerland from 1862. So round two, we have that versus Cracker, Merry Christmas, Emily. Winston Kidd, first one up for this round. Go ahead.
Well, again, this was another pretty close one. Derek didn't issue a trigger warning. And his somewhat lengthy intro to Emily by Cracker. But overall, I'm going with the organ music because I kind of liked it.
Thank you, sir. Il esne le divin enfant.
You weren't able to get to your safe place?
No, I need it. You see him over here in coloring, playing with Legos, trying to chill out.
That was a classic Wham Bam versus Whimsy. But I danced. I was dancing to the organ music, so I get it. It's a good. That's a good Cracker song. It is a good song, but what made me move, and I had visions of, you know, sugar plums and Rubenesque peaks was the organ. So I'm gonna go with Chris again.
Thank you, sir. Mike Pincus.
I Shazammed both.
There we go.
And Cracker for Christmas, whatever it was called, was not available on iTunes. However, it was on Amazon for $1.29. The organ, the crazy organ music.
Mm-hmm.
I did say to Tony, if this is an iTunes, I will commit a sexual act with Chris Earle. Thank God it was not on iTunes. It was nowhere to be found. It is priceless or valueless. I'm not sure. So I have to use my own brain to choose since there's no apples to apples. There's crackers to Swiss. I don't know. I like the organ.
There we go.
Yeah, I just
did. Thank you, sir.
And just to clarify, he said on. Chris.
Yeah.
With.
Yeah. Yeah, he said on.
The preposition is key. Yeah. I'm easy, but I'm not that easy. Molly, go ahead.
They were both good, but I kind of like the organ.
Thank you.
Kind of more Christmassy sound.
Thank you, thank you. All right. And Terrence.
None of them impressed me. I did date a girl, Emily. I did get by her family, and the Swiss should stick to chocolate. So I'm going with Cracker.
Oh, nice. All right.
Because I'm a little Cracker, and I kind of related.
I thought I was going to get a sweep,
even though I did by her family.
And he did get by her family and not with her family. Again, the preposition, is the key. All right, it looks like we're one up, Derek. Not bad. Is it okay?
The tie.
It's on. It's on. All right, round three. We will get right to it. It is my round. I picked this one from, I believe, it is from 1963, and I really think you guys are going to enjoy this. It is a guy named Billy May with a song called Do You Believe in Santa Claus? Here we go, top of round three.
Santa Claus and the stories you've been told. Does Santa really dress in red and live up where it's cold? Are Donner, Blitzen and the rest the reindeer on his sleigh? Does it go flying in the sky with toys for Christmas Day? Does Santa know just who's been good and those who have been bad? And does he land on chimney tops with toys to make you glad? Do you believe in Santa Claus and do you think it's true that Santa really comes around with Christmas gifts for you?
Santa Claus will come when you're asleep and fill up all your stockings with some things for you to keep. And have you ever stayed up late and while you nod your head, you think you catch a glimpse of him, but you wake right up in bed? Just how does Santa fit inside the chimneys that are small? You ask so many questions that I think you've asked them all. Well, you must stop your wondering. Don't ask your mas and pas. You see, the story's really true, for I am Santa Claus. You see, the story's really true, 'cause I am Santa Claus.
Yeah. Nice. All right. There we go. That's my selection for round three. Go ahead.
I think I won a round last year with Thurl Ravenscroft and the Pixies doing Santa's Too Fat for the Hula Hoop. So that's becoming a holiday tradition around here. All right. We're going to have to go a little more modern with that. This is Ansi McLean.
At the trailer park and everybody's here. Christmas lights are blinking 'cause we leave them up all year. You trigger pick flamingos and start to sing when you walk in. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. The kids can't wait to see what Santa Claus has up his sleeve. Our Hooters advent calendar counts down to Christmas Eve. Aunt Sarah's out of rehab and Uncle Jeff's out of the pen. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. Fa-la-la and ho-ho-ho, pass that turkey leg. Jingle bells and Batman smells and Robin laid an egg. We'll lounge around in Lazy Boys and help the Titans win. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. Exchange. We met back in October and we swapped each other's names. A fight almost broke out over an NASCAR wallet chain. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. The women at the party all steer clear of Uncle Jack. His mistletoe is duct taped to the bill of his John Deere hat. Aunt Clara's hugging Beth and Don, though she knows they live in sin. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. Fa-la-la, ho-ho-ho, pass that turkey leg. Jingle bells and Batman smells and Robin laid an egg. There's a Dukes of Hazzard marathon revving up on Channel 10. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. Scene. Plywood cut out camels and a snowman joined the team. A cabbage patch baby Jesus and inflatable wise men. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. It's three whole days of cooking just to feed all our kinfolk. Butter flavored Crisco and Velveeta's bought in bulk. Mom's death by mayonnaise casseroles, a hit with all us men. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. Fa-la-la and ho-ho-ho, pass that turkey leg.
past that turkey leg. Jingle bells and Batman smells and Robin-laden hay. We'll lounge around in Lazy Boys and help the Titans win. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. Yeah, it's Christmas at the trailer park again. I said it's Christmas at the trailer park again.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-622. PETA.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, Christmas Battle 4. Myself, Derek Gary, Terrence Winston, Tony, Mike, and Molly are all here. Judging round 3, we had Billy May starting it off, also known as Thurl Ravenscroft, I believe. Is that right? With Do You Believe in Santa Claus versus Ancy McLean with Christmas at the Trailer Park. Tony Moschetto, you are up.
When I first heard your song, the Billy May song, I felt like, is this racist? You know what I mean? Like it had that tin, like the voice. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost, maybe it was me. I don't know. It's very dark. It turned very dark at the end, you know. And
it's a great ending.
If you imagine Santa being about 7'2".
Yeah.
But Derek. I don't know if you know this. I grew up in a trailer park. So.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah. So, and like I said, it depends on like whimsy versus, you know. And I got a theme going here. Mm-hmm. Sorry for this long explanation. You know, but I'm going to go Derek this time.
It's good.
Even though I like that song is great. Mm-hmm. If I was in a dark mood right now, I'd be choosing that. But I'm I'm in.
I've actually been to his house.
Yeah, Derek. You've been there. Yeah.
I've been there.
Nice.
So you get the song, but I get to hang out with him in his house.
Nice.
Mike Pegasus.
That first song was creepy. I felt very Jewish during it. Like it was very, I don't know what it was. I think that was what they played in Germany while they marched the Jews. I don't know. Something was just not. It was very uncomfortable.
But happy Hanukkah.
It's also very hilarious. It also happened to be worth 30 cents more than Derek's song. So there, I have to go with that. Billy May song, which is worth $1.29 on iTunes.
As cool as Thurl Ravenscroft is, Derek's was just catchier. I was kind of humming along to it. I like Christmas in the Trailer Park.
Christmas in the Trailer Park, another one. Terrence?
You know, I had to go with Billy Mays. I thought he sold some good products on TV, and I think he's got a great singing voice. I didn't know he was that talented. Wow. It's good stuff. So, Chris, and rest in peace, Billy. I give that one to you.
Thank you, sir. Winston Kidd.
All right. My first thought upon hearing Chris's song was that I didn't realize Darth Vader's dad sang Christmas songs. But Derek's was much more catchy, so I'm going with Trailer Park.
Wow. All right. I'm in trouble this year because that was my first pick, Derek. That was like the one I'm like, I'm going to get across the board with everyone with this one. But I don't know. You guys heard something a little different than what I heard, I think, because I think that one was full of whimsy, and I think it was a lot of fun until the end. And the end is just fantastic. He just like goes down like, oh.
Yeah.
It does get kind of creepy, but I think it's an awesome Christmas song.
That may have been what inspired Roddy Holder to scream, "It's Christmas" at the end of "Merry Christmas, Everybody." It's just that idea that you have to finish real big on one of these Christmas.
That song
made
me
very surprised. Liked
it. Yeah. I liked it quite a bit.
Oh, thank you.
Didn't it make you think in black and white?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't get that racist tinge that you got on it.
I was just trying to be funny. It was just
it was just like, I don't know. That was like all 50s type of Christmas to me. I just love that one. But anyway, so round 3 goes to Derek. Ancy McLean, Christmas at the Trailer Park. But I only got one on that one, right? Was it 4-1? Billy May only got one vote, or Terrence?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Round four.
Well, they may be in the water.
Who's up?
No, that was 3-2, because Pincus went your song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, so it was 3-2 on that one. All right.
I haven't picked
one
yet.
I'm glad Billy May got one. All right, so Derek, you are up for top of round four, right?
So this is one of the songs that I cannot believe that we haven't played up to this point. This is a classic that is from the same era as a lot of the classic Christmas songs, but because it's not on that Phil Spector album, it's one that a lot of people don't know. Let's get funky this holiday season with James Brown.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer and go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something fruity for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You'll see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find. They know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, a soul brother needs so. Santa Claus.
All right, there's James Brown with Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. We're in the middle of round four, and this is my selection. Bringing back the history of the Christmas battle, I decided to go back to a time I wasn't actually here, but I think this voice will be familiar to a number of you who have listened to WMFO over the years. This is our friend Robbie with Christmas in Alston here on Time Travel meets Hear It Well, Christmas Battle 4.
All right. This goes out to all the ladies at the Westfield YMCA. Keep it tight. Well, I'm going to Home Depot and I'm gonna buy a tube. And I'll put it on my muffler and the hole that I chew food. And I'm going to see Mr. Miyagi in the dojo in the sky. You say he's Pat Morita, but I know now. He's that guy. He's dead. Merry Christmas. Text me now. Let's get Tintin Buffet or Shaw's La Carte.
Let's rent Big Trouble in Little China and ride the Pork Chop Express in the dark. You can sweat it at the sports bars with the seashell necklace crew. I fill my hot container. Zelda, I love you. Keep it going. Well, if infant Jesus was alive, he'd be right by my side as I take the 57 down to Kenmore Square tonight. But he died in a plane crash back in 1983. I fill my hot container. Zelda, marry me. Text me now. WTF, BRB, LMAO. Let's go to the aquarium and let the penguins go. You can sweat it at the sports bars while the dudes play Golden Tee. I fill my hot container. Zelda, marry me.
There we go. It's the end of round four. We had James Brown versus Robbie.
Little known fact about that song is it actually debuted for the first time here at WMFO.
Interesting.
I have a version of that that I'll break out toward the end of the show, which is the very first time it was played.
Very nice.
On one of my and Paul's Christmas shows way back in the day.
Very good. So, do you like that pick?
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's
thank
a good
you,
song.
Sir. Thank you.
That
thank
actually
you.
Almost made it onto my list, but not quite.
Well, it made mine. Mike Pincus.
I got to go first.
Sense everybody's tiring of my price list.
No, it's fine.
I also am too lazy to look the last two up because my phone is starting to die.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to use, again, my own brain. I don't really have a joke for those, but I like Derek's song. It was a little more songy, a little more toony.
Mm-hmm.
I like them both, but I'm going to go with Derek this time.
All right. Molly.
I have heard Robbie's song many times in the car, and it's awesome. I'm going with Chris on this one.
Thank you, Molly. Terrence.
Oh, being an African American, I related to the James Brown song. However, I do love the local flavor of Robbie, and this kind of was like a Dunkin' Donuts for a Starbucks. So I'm going to go with the local flavor of Dunkin' Donuts and Robbie.
All right. Robbie Rhodes Thema. Winston Kidd.
I got to go local on this one. That was a good song.
All right, another vote for Rob. Tony Muschietto.
So you won? It's 3-1. Oh, so it doesn't matter who I vote for, really?
I know how I feel.
But we love your comments.
Any way you want to go.
We love your comments. Anything you want to say.
Well, I was going to vote for Chris anyway.
Thank you, sir. Right.
I pick the loser every time, by the way. I'm quite proud of that.
I'll let you use my phone if it dies too, Mike, just so you know.
Oh, it's still a 50%, but I'm just neurotic.
I'm just letting you know. You know, I noticed 46. Derek didn't let you know, but I'll let you know. Well, you can use my phone if it dies.
I'm just afraid not getting an Uber home.
I might even let you use Derek's phone if yours dies and mine does too. If it helps you vote my way.
It'll help me.
All right. You know what I found out, Derek? I think when I played James Brown last time, you won the round two. James Brown, as much as we love the Godfather of Soul, he never does very well when we put him on for some reason. For some reason, he's awesome.
Too nice of a song. You know what I mean?
I love that saxophone in the middle when it's like,
James Brown, that's one of those things. James, you got to make a Christmas song. You got to do a Christmas song. He doesn't want to do it.
Right. Yeah.
They make it quick, put him in a studio, chained him down to a chair, he sung it, and he left.
Yeah.
That's what it got. It didn't have that James Brown soul flavor and... Yes.
Right.
It didn't have it. It missed it. That's why Robbie
won. He didn't take it to the bridge, you know?
They actually made him do a whole album.
Yeah, it's great.
And
it's fantastic.
Parts of the album are great.
Mm-hmm.
Parts of the album are a complete travesty.
Oh, I still love
which
it,
which is like, James Brown clearly needs drug money. And it's like... write another Christmas song, James.
But Santa's got a brand new bag. Great tune.
There's a couple of great songs on the album, but there's a couple of things on it that you're just like, oh,
Santa bought a brand new bag.
That's right.
Do our listeners just at home realize that...
Speaking of Santa.
Hey.
Do our listeners
Santa
realize
Joel
that he's
here.
Not African-American?
Merry Christmas,
they
Santa
still don't
Joel.
Know that joke.
What?
Do our listeners at home realize Terrence is not African-American?
Oh, I don't know. He has a very...
Whoa.
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah. Check your privilege, white man. Who are you to say...
And Mike Pincus is not really Jewish.
Yeah. Who are you to say who isn't is an African-American?
You know what I found out this year? And we're going to go right into the next round, but I found out that I'm actually Russian. I found out I'm part Russian.
Yeah. So you were the one that hacked the election?
We'll leave that up to the next round. I'm going to play.
I did make the observation, I think last week, mm-hmm. that the studio tonight and the judges tonight looks a little bit like the Trump cabinet.
You mean very successful?
Very handsome, successful.
Mm-hmm. But there are certain not physical characteristics that mm-hmm. we all share in common.
Not Terrence.
We're rich. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Terrence is our African-American representative tonight.
And like Trump, he's not talking about the woman in the room.
That's correct. Well, no, we talk about the woman in the room when you're not in the room.
Okay.
Let's go to round five. It is mine, right? I'm starting the top of this round. I'm going to go back 1 year. The Killers produce a song a year, and they've done it for quite a long time now. The one this year, they didn't do the whole band. It was just the main singer, and he had his 80-year-old friend do a song with him. And I wasn't a big fan of this year's Killers release for the first time, unfortunately. But last year's, I absolutely loved. And this was the third song in a trilogy about Santa and a young boy and a fight that they get into. The first one was the Don't Shoot Me Santa Claus, and then there was another one after that, and this is the third one. It's called Dirt Sledding. And listen in for Richard Dreyfuss in the middle of this one. So this is the Killers with Dirt Sledding, top of round five here on the Christmas Battle here on WMFO Medford.